Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
It is another fabulous Wellness Wednesday.
An exciting week.
It is an exciting week, for so many reasons. Our daughter's getting married this week, so.
This week, Friday. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, wow. You guys got the church rented and all that stuff?
Yes.
We did all that, and it looks like the weather's going to be good, so that's a good thing.
Daughter marriage, that means you got to pay for it.
Yes.
Yes, that has been.
Thanks for pointing that out. Thanks for reminding me.
I've married off three sons. I have two daughters coming up, so I know it's coming.
Yeah.
I have no advice for you. We're just winging this. So.
You just keep writing the checks.
Hand your wife the credit card and walk away, Richard.
Yeah. And don't look at the invoices for, forever.
Right.
It's too painful.
Yeah, and I've learned to avoid pain like that.
Good idea. I've done that.
So, yes, it is great. Elder Care Radio, we're excited to be here, and we're going to do this whole call-in show thing again because we've had some feedback, and, for some reason, people think we should.
I know. They say that, and then I'm going to be honest. I'm counting on you guys to give some calls in or send in some texts now.
Okay. The phone number is 435-673-5890. 673-5890 if you want to call into the program. And, again, it's one of those deals that we'll take your call. We're not scared, right?
No, I'll take any call. From anybody about, as long as it has something to do with what we talk about on the radio.
Your daughter's wedding, then?
Well, I take those calls. Yeah, this is so exciting. This is our only daughter, so this is very exciting.
Wow. And for those who are technologically advanced and want to text, Andy, that number is?
435-467-5842.
If you are a child of somebody who will be eventually facing some hospice or palliative care necessities, home health questions, any seniors, whether you're a child or a grandchild, be thinking about those questions because we always have important questions to ask about the care of our loved ones. Feel free to give us a call or text in with your questions. We look forward to responding and helping.
Yeah, we want to inform the community so that everybody's a little better prepared if that conversation needs to be had, that you have a plan. If you run into a circumstance where your parents or, some family member of yours is in need of more care during the day or, in the rest of their life, then maybe it's time to look into hospice and look at some other options.
And maybe what we should start with is explaining that hospice is not does not have to be what you have known it your entire experience in Southern Utah. We brought a far more vibrant and expanded palliative care program. 43 other states are utilizing this palliative care program, and when we got here, we found thought it was very, very important to introduce it to Southern Utah. So we are your first provider of an expanded palliative care. Everyone can say that they provide palliative care, but what does that really mean? We'd like to tell you more about that.
So. Right. So if somebody's definition of palliative care is doing something that doesn't cure, then yes, I would say that there are a lot of things out there that don't cure. But that doesn't mean that that's an expansive palliative care program. If a doctor is saying, well, because we have music in the waiting room, we've created some calmness.
Palliative music, is that?
Yeah. That doctor technically is palliative. The medical community has kind of limited the scope of palliative mostly to pain management. And it's used a little, and not necessarily the way we'd expect, pain management. For those people who have chronic pain, who have excessive pain, then to slide somebody into a palliative program under that situation just means that they can prescribe more drugs than would normally be prescribed. We don't think that's a very expansive palliative care program either. So when we're looking at the idea of palliative care and we look at all of the things that may make us feel better, not necessarily cure our condition, and we all have conditions. If you have high blood pressure, there's no curing high blood pressure. So even the medications you take are technically palliative. But if we look at some conditions that we can help eliminate some of the symptoms of through providing more joy, more comfort, more companionship, if we can use alternative therapies that are as effective or can work with traditional therapies to make the traditional therapies more effective, those are all palliative. And so we really want to expand that understanding in the community of what palliative is. And along with that, we want to expand the understanding of what hospice should be, not what it has been. I think many people have a preconceived notion from their own experiences. They've known people who were sick and got on hospice, and then what they saw was not necessarily a great event. We want to change that. We want to bring hospice in when it's appropriate because it should improve life. It should make things much better than living, without any care in the home. So we're excited to go through this and try and talk about it. And so we'll talk about kind of the minimum Medicare standards, what Medicare expects, because hospice for many of us is a Medicare program. If you're over the age of 65 and you have a life-limiting condition, then you are probably eligible for hospice at some point. And then Medicare has deemed some standards, and they said every hospice company needs to meet these standards. And I think they all do. But those standards are kind of a minimum, requirement. And if all you're getting is the minimum, we don't think that's enough. We want to expand beyond that.
It's intended to help you live your very best quality of life for as long as you can live. We are absolutely about it, trying to extend life, not hasten death. So don't be afraid of the word hospice when it includes our palliative care program.
Right. Got a text from a listener. You guys want to hear
it? Yeah.
The question is, what are the requirements to be eligible for the program?
Okay. Well, let's start with...
It is a Medicare insurance.
Right. And so most people who are over 65 would be eligible to take advantage of that if they have a life-limiting condition. And we use that phrase, but really it's anything that is probably going to be the reason that we pass away. If we can predict that because we have a system decline, whether that's our circulatory system or our respiratory system or our kidney function or our mind or, just go down all those lists. Cancer, of course, is on that list.
COPD, Parkinson's disease.
Right.
Anytime.
Alzheimer's.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And remember, you shouldn't be waiting to find out about the program and eligibility. It is very individualized. It's based on, your ability to do those activities of daily living, which are your regular required cares just mm-hmm. to care for yourself. So it's it does kind of take a phone call where we can talk to you, pull your medical records, and discuss with you when you would be eligible so that can take advantage of the program. So give our office a call. There is never an obligation. We don't collect or save your information. We just want to help in this valley, help the seniors find the resources they are entitled to.
And I think one of the side concerns that people have is that not everybody has the same Medicare insurance.
Right.
Okay, but if we understand that the core Medicare insurance, which covers your hospitalizations and those critical medical needs, we all have that. If you qualify for Medicare at all, you have that, and hospice fits within that, which means that it is no cost. There are other parts of Medicare insurance where you can pay for your physician visits and things like that. And that's that recurring fee that you pay for Medicare. But your core Medicare cost that's been covered because you were you had worked at some point in your life and qualified for Medicare, that then covers hospice. So there are no costs.
It's really important to understand that your very basic Medicare insurance program does qualify you for hospice. In fact, the state of Utah has an incredible Medicaid program that covers hospice. So whether you are privately insured or Medicare or Medicaid covered, all of your state programs, federal insurances, all cover hospice. It's a really wonderful program. It is not charity. It's not a handout. It's something you've paid into your whole life since you started working. You should take advantage of it as soon as you can.
Right. It is the medical part of your retirement plan.
Got another question for you. Listener says, I talked to my dad's doctor about palliative care, but the doctor said he's not ready. We need help. Where can we go?
Oh, that's important.
Okay. So,
but that's a loaded question, too.
Yeah. All right. So let's go with, you don't need to have a doctor's referral in order to qualify. And so if your doctor has a different understanding of palliative care than we do, give us a call.
Well, I think it's important to remember, this is a new program to Southern Utah. So if you're talking to your parents' doctors or your doctor, you may find that he says, oh, no, that's only, you know, you're not there. That's for end of life, and you're not at end of life. But that's what we're introducing. It's not for the very end of life. It's to expand your quality of life for as long as you're living. So it really is potentially a program that you are eligible for earlier than even your doctor recognizes, and you don't need your doctor's referral. You can give our office a call, and we can evaluate. If we find that you are eligible, we will reach out to your doctor and explain the program to him and give him the paperwork and eligibility requirements that Medicare has to show that, yeah, guess what? There's a new program in town, and it's a wonderful program. And if the doctors knew more about it, I know they'd be referring more patients sooner. Absolutely, because it's a huge benefit to our senior community in Southern Utah.
So there's a lot of things that we're trying to get the community to understand, and that's not just the members of the community as citizens, but also the medical community, because when we're going and talking to doctors about what palliative is, they already have this preconceived notion. But as we have that opportunity to explain it and really demonstrate to them what it can be, not just talk about it, but with a patient and working with them and showing them how this can work, then we have that opportunity to improve that level of care for everybody in the community.
I said it's a loaded question because a lot of the doctors, you know, I hate to say this, I don't mean it derogatory at all, but they think that they know everything about hospice and palliative care. And obviously, because the program wasn't here in Southern Utah, they don't know. They don't know what it could be. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for us to reach out on your behalf and explain how incredibly helpful this program really is. So we hope that you will give our office a call, and if you are eligible, we will take the ball from there and discuss with your doctor, you know, what kind of provisions really can be provided to you to help your life be a little bit easier. That being said, I think that that expands into another question that's really important to cover, and that is, what can you expect? So, Richard, what is this hospice and palliative program that you're talking about?
All right. So if we go back to just what Medicare expects, Medicare expects that your care is being managed by a doctor. There's a doctor overseeing your care, and that doctor has to have experience in geriatrics and family care. That, you know, it's important that they understand much of what end-of-life circumstances are and how care should be changed to address that. It's interesting that for us, our doctors are, you know, working very closely with us. We have a doctor that actually works within our office because we want that, you know, upfront care. So Medicare requires that there be a doctor involved. Now, the involvement for us is that every 2 weeks, the doctors actually oversee your care, and we have a discussion on every patient and what their care is and how we're going to change that. That's managing that plan of care.
The amount of care that you receive is absolutely incredible. If you can imagine that you're going to your doctor probably every 3 to 6 months, maybe annually, getting these regular checkups, and you go into your doctor and he says, okay, I looked everything over, there's been no changes, come back in 3 months. Well, if he's regularly meeting with you over 3 months, then he's watching something, right? He's managing your condition. Imagine that with our service, we are actually working with your doctor But we are seeing you at a minimum of every 2 weeks. So we are far more likely to see those things like infections that come up or little wounds that come up or changes in conditions that might come up between that three-month period. We are literally meeting with our doctors specifically to go over your care at a minimum of every 2 weeks. So the amount of care and coverage that you have is really, it's an incredible program. I've had the question, sounds too good to be true kind of thing. Why would Medicare do this? Richard, explain why Medicare would do it and how it's really a huge savings to Medicare.
Well, and if we're trying to provide the best level of care for people as they need it, and that's kind of Medicare's goal, then when somebody is at that point where they are in need of more and more medical care, relying upon the hospital system is not terribly effective. It's having to get somebody to the hospital.
Well, it is the only option that you have right now.
Right.
And so you run to InstaCare or you run to the hospital, the emergency room.
That's right. And so you run to the emergency room and then the doctors, because it's an emergency, they don't have the time to understand your history. They are going to create an entirely new history. And that is that they run all these tests and it's all expensive. And in the end, what they may find out exactly what was already known, and that is that you have a life-limiting condition that isn't going to be cured by anything the hospital does, and so they're going to address your symptom.
Right.
Well, but that's an expensive process to get to that,
right.
Dealing with that symptom.
A four-hour visit can be $40,000 to $50,000. They don't pay us anything near that. So we're preventative. We're helping to keep you from going to the hospital. So it actually saves Medicare a lot of money. And in addition, it gives you a higher quality of life because not only are you getting your clinical needs covered, but you're getting a lot of your basic needs to eliminate stress, and we answer questions and we help you know where the process of your disease is going. We help you accomplish things on your bucket list and just make your quality of life a lot better, even with as something as basic as compassionate care. But for your family, these children and grandchildren, there's somebody coming in and checking on your parents regularly, multiple times a week. And so it's hugely beneficial. We are finding things far in advance of where the average person would find them. And really, even before a senior might notice that they have a problem, by the time they realize that they have a condition, it's usually critical, and they are running in a panic to the emergency room.
Right. They may have been waiting a week or two until this condition gets so bad that they feel they have to, run to the hospital to resolve it. Whereas the minimum Medicare standard is that there is a nurse that visits the home at least every 2 weeks. Right. So we're catching these things going forward and we're being prepared for that. So that's not going to be an issue. Now, for us, we don't think that that minimum Medicare standard for many people is appropriate. We think that it needs to be more than that. So our nurses tend to go, every week, and in times it'll be more than once a week, just so that we can stay on top of some of these things. Because, again, as our bodies age, as we can't necessarily manage our daily activities, our bodies can't necessarily manage the daily stresses that are now coming upon us. And so we may get infections and wounds and other things that you wouldn't expect.
Or just symptoms that you don't recognize. You question what's happening to you.
So if we're in the home bringing all that care that the hospital would normally provide, but we already have the medical history and we know what to expect, we're not presented at the last minute in an emergency room with a new patient that we need to figure out, just from they're complaining of this symptom. We have to figure out what that might be. We already know what the underlying causes are, and we can address that. So it's actually a much more responsive issue or a solution than waiting and going to the emergency room. And again, then cost applies. And for Medicare, cost is huge when somebody goes into the emergency room.
So remember, if you want to know if you have an eligibility for this really expansive, incredible program, give our office a call. Even if you're not eligible yet, we'll tell you where you stand in the long-term picture.
Somebody asked, does there have to be a death sentence for you to get care? And they expanded that to say, for instance, if I'm given 6 months to live or if they say I have 2 years left.
So that's interesting. Guess what? We all have death sentences.
Yeah.
We just don't know what they are.
We just don't know what they are. But I want you to know, if you are getting something like, you know, 6 months to 2 years, you should be on the phone so quickly with our office, because this brings up the point that most of the doctors don't realize how much care and help we can bring into the home with this palliative program. Mm-hmm.
And that does extend life. It's been proven over and over again that we live longer when we address these cares and we reduce stress and anxiety and do things in ways other than just providing medications and putting people to sleep.
And that kind of goes exactly in line with what Richard was saying a few minutes ago. If you have a critical disease, and we know that if there's a disease that is no longer curative, you should be calling our office, because that's where you can get the answers of where the progression of your disease is. I just want to share this one funny little story that happened this week. Funny but not funny. There was a potential patient had called us while they were in the hospital. The family called while they were in the hospital. And the hospital administration came in to talk to them about palliative care. And they said, hey, well, we've already reached out to Pathway. We would really like to use Pathway. And their staff said, you know, I've heard great things about their program. They offer really great things. But they don't have any doctors or nurses that oversee your care. And they called us back. I was like, that's craziness. I guess I have to go talk to the administration, because we could not be licensed by the state, by the healthcare commission, by Medicare, Medicaid, by all these insurance companies if we did not have well-vetted doctors that work with your doctors to oversee our care. So we do have the registered nurses and CNAs, and we also have compassionate caregivers as well as people that will come into your home to make your life a little bit better. Whatever your palliative is.
But let me address a different part of that question, and that was that time frame, you know, 6 months, 2 years. So Medicare has, you know, because this is a great program, but could in theory be abused, you know, that a company could sign up everybody who's 65 years of age and older, saying, well, at some point they're going to pass away.
Like beyond 20 or 30 years.
Right. So Medicare put in some standards for the hospice companies that put some limits on it, but it's not a per patient limit.
Right.
The standard is that if a doctor feels that it's possible, reasonably possible, that a patient might pass away from their life-limiting condition in the next 6 months, then they would be eligible for hospice, or not just a condition, but their entire medical portfolio, because they could have a number of different conditions that all kind of accumulate to that. But if somebody's on for 2 years, as long as they continue to qualify, then it's completely reasonable to do that. And bringing that care in early versus late, we would rather bring the care in and have you go well beyond 6 months than wait till halfway through that 6 month expectation and only be able to help alleviate some symptoms for a very short period of time. So we wouldn't want anybody else to choose to limit their access to hospice and palliative care. If it's available, let's get it to you. So give us a call. And our number, 435-477-6999, easiest number in Southern Utah to remember, 477 on the left, 6999 on the right. Give us a call. If you have any questions at all, we'll continue, you know, answering these questions.
We'll have a one-on-one discussion.
Yeah.
You also shouldn't be afraid, though, because it's all about beneficiary's choice. So if you came onto the program and you got better, you can get off and not lose a single benefit. That's important.
And you're not making any commitment. When you call us, you're not signing up for anything.
Right.
You're just having a conversation. If after that conversation you decide that it's appropriate for you, then we'll move forward on that. So, yes, no commitment, no financial costs.
Just education.
Yeah, we just want everybody to be informed. So it's exciting to share this information, and we hope that we can continue to do that with the community in many ways. Andy's given us it's time to close.
Last minute, yep.
That's
yeah.
Right. So thank you for your calls in and your questions.
And we will do this again, and we'll continue. So our telephone number, 435-477-6999. And you can check out our website, pathwayhospicecare.com. Feel free to give us a call. Kaylee or I will take the call and answer any questions.
Any questions, any needs at all. Give our office a call. We are your senior resource here in Southern Utah.
If you have questions about your condition and you've had a conversation with your doctor, but they haven't been really clear, then allow us to have a different conversation with you and give you some information that maybe you didn't get from your doctor. We look forward to hearing from you. And we really appreciate being here. Thanks.
Have a great week, everyone. Bye.